Back with you midweek Wednesday, April 14th, 2021 on WICC 604 Connecticut Today, a shortened show after an afternoon edition of Yankee Baseball on WICC. Part of the show, we took a lot of calls on a tragic story, another police-involved shooting again in Minnesota. I had some thoughts about that story. You know, a thought I had on the tragic shooting, the apparent mistake this police officer made, and 20-something year veteran of the officer. She's four of the police there in that town, and the town or small city, wherever it is in Minnesota. She's 48. She was on the force for 26 years, and tragically shooting and killing Dante Wright. You had this situation. You have the situation, of course, going on now with the trial of Derek Chauvin and the other high-profile case out of Minneapolis and George Floyd. You have so many of these cases, and here's what I really wish would happen, honestly. And I don't know who would do this. I don't know whether this would be acceptable to some people, but I always come back to this, and I'm reading a couple of pieces today. And you look at what happened to Dante Wright, you look at George Floyd, you look at a lot of others. Now, in some cases, right from the get-go, I mean, before anything tragically happens. Now, hear me out on this. Before anything tragically happens, right, you can see sometimes the cops have an attitude. There's, you know, the tension is rising. Now, you saw that at the outset of that black gentleman, the enlisted man in the Army from a couple of weeks ago. I think it was in Virginia or Maryland or somewhere. Apparently, it was his SUV. The cops claimed that they couldn't see a license plate. They thought it was stolen. They lit him up. They put the lights on. He's thinking to himself, well, I have a temporary plate in the windshield, in the back window. He wanted to wait till he was in a better lit area. Bottom line is they almost shot and killed the guy. Okay, bottom line is they almost shot and killed the guy. In other instances, you look at what happened with George Floyd, you look at what happened with this poor guy Dante Wright, and you could probably look at these over and over again, and there's one common theme that happens in a lot of these situations. Not all. Now, again, this is not a perfect look at this. But somebody has got to get the message out that one of the ways to eliminate tragic mistakes like we saw a couple of days ago and with George Floyd, too, although that's up for the jury to decide, you can't, and I know people get, antsy because they have outstanding warrants and they're afraid that if they get collared again, they're going to go back on the three strikes law, whatever. The vast majority of these things tend to happen. Again, not all of them. But if you look at the particulars of these cases, the real high-profile cases, a lot of them likely would never have happened if the person that the cops were trying to arrest or trying to stop did not resist. And I'm not absolving this officer in Minnesota from a couple of days ago of anything. I'm not in any way, shape, or form absolving Derek Chauvin of anything, but you can go past those two cases back to so many of these cases over the past years. And as a couple of people I have read today in some very good editorials have said, listen, when you resist, and again, this is not victim blaming here. This is common sense. When you resist, the potential for bad things to happen just goes up. It does. Now, does it go up because of racial profiling? Nah, maybe. Maybe it does. Does it go up because some cops are on a hair trigger and they shouldn't be cops? Maybe. Maybe. Does it go awry because, or does tension rise because there are internal biases on both sides? Yeah, probably. But keeping those things in mind, shouldn't we start some sort of a, I don't know, some sort of a push, some sort of a national dialogue? Everybody talks about dialogues and talking stuff about stuff, frankly, which, you know, I do on this show 5 days a week, 2 to 6. You know, we got this. You and I, we get together, we talk about funny things, good things, bad things, unpopular things, and we have an enjoyable time doing it. Should there not be some sort of a national dialogue and say, hey, don't resist the cops. I don't care what color you are, black, white, it happens all the time. When you heighten the tension in a situation, you may get something that happened like to this gentleman in Minnesota the other day. Because I'm looking online here, and there's a pretty interesting story in the Hartford Courant. Actually, they're rerunning a New York Times story that in what time frame is this? I think over the past 20 years. Yeah, the New York Times took under a review of 15 cases. It's so-called, now they have a name for it. It's called weapon confusion. And it has happened 15 times over the past 20 years. 5 of the officers were indicted. Now, who knows? And again, we do know now that this former officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, is being indicted with manslaughter, which I think is the proper thing. You know, you're never going to get a murder charge. Again, that's very difficult if you go by the textbook law school taught term of murder. So, you know, what they're indicting her for, I can see that. Will it stick? Who knows? Now we're going to get a drawn out, you know, situation here. And again, this is going to be long. And I think, yeah, she should be indicted. I think, yeah, you can't make that mistake. You just can't. It's like, you know, if you're on an airplane with your loved ones or taking a jet across country, you know, you don't expect the pilot to confuse, oh, wait a minute, when I pushed the throttles forward, I thought I was slowing down. Oh, we got to the end of the runway and I wanted to add more power to take off. So I pull the throttle back. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. There are just things that you don't do. And one thing you don't do is confuse, you know, your taser, which is meant to be a non-lethal weapon or restraint device, with your gun. It cannot be allowed. It needs to, if it happens, and again, according to this New York Times story, it's happened over the past 20 years, 15 cases, which is probably about what I would have guessed, maybe not, you know, because again, this happens because tensions rise. And I have talked to police who have tried to restrain black suspects, white suspects, Hispanic suspects, and one of the things they always say, and I've interviewed them on this show and covered news stories for you, they always say when there's a person who's trying to be restrained or we're trying to deal with the situation, all it needs is that one little mistake. And look what happened. What do you think? 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. I know there are people that see a cop and they say, oh, no, if I get arrested again, I'm going back in. Oh, God, there's a warrant out for me. Here it comes. It's a sad situation. And frankly, I'm shocked. I really am. That, you know, what happened to Dante Wright the other day in Minnesota doesn't happen more often, which is, I think, a testament to law enforcement and also maybe to people who finally calmed down. But, man, it just shows you every time what is possible out there.